Exclusive: Jessica Vaughn, GOP/Dems reward big techs indentured servitude with green card giveaway. By John Binder on July 10, 2019. House Republicans and Democrats are rewarding the indentured servitude business model of Silicon Valley's tech conglomerates with a bill that allows Indian nationals to monopolize the United States green card system, an expert says. In an exclusive interview with SiriusXM Patriots Breitbart News Tonight, Center for Immigration Studies Director of Policy Jessica Vaughn said the 140 House Republicans and 224 House Democrats who voted to back fast-tracking green cards for hundreds of thousands of Indian nationals who came to the U.S. to take high-paying American jobs is an indefensible position that rewards the outsourcing, cheap labor business model of Silicon Valley. Listen, Vaughn said. Right now, most of the people on the waiting list for a green card are from one country, India. So they have to wait in a longer line because there are so many people asking for green cards through their employers, who promised them a green card even though they came on a temporary visa. If this were to pass, it would mean that instead of the 25% of the employment-based green cards that Indians now receive, they would get more than 90% of them for at least the next 10 years. And that means that a highly skilled immigrant that an employer wants to bring in from anywhere in rest in the world will have to wait more than a decade to come here. Emphasis added. The real beneficiaries of this provision are the employers in big tech and the Indian outsourcing companies who, for a long time, have been replacing their U.S. workers with cheaper contract workers coming in on temporary visas. And because many of them discriminate against Americans and people from other countries, almost 80% of temporary foreign visa workers are from India. And they've been bringing in more people than can be accommodated in the numerical limits of our legal immigration system. Emphasis added. So this would basically reward the very employers that have abused our temporary visa system and replaced American workers, and they would get to basically move on and continue bringing in contract workers. And the workers, themselves, would get their green cards faster. And it just rewards a system that has been terrible for U.S. workers and it's really, I think, indefensible. Emphasis added. This change would reward that indentured servitude model that has worked so well for big tech but not so much for the workers who had these jobs before, Vaughn said. Basically, what these employers do is recruit workers to come from India who will agree to take the jobs for less money. They come in these very tenuous, indentured servitude kind of positions. And they're told that it's only going to be for a few years because the employer will sponsor them for a green card. The problem is, they've brought in so many over the years. Hundreds of thousands, and we have numerical limits on the number of green cards and we have these per-country limits. They're all coming from one country, so the line is longer. Some of them have been waiting for about 10 years now. U.S. immigration law never promised them a green card, but their employer did. The green card giveaway by Republicans and Democrats will also reward and incentivize wealthy Chinese investors to effectively buy green cards for themselves and their families. Vaughn explained. The bill that Nancy Pelosi wants to pass added a provision for a different category that's been used for investors who've agreed to pay as little as $500,000, they can get green cards for their entire family. This is very popular among wealthy Chinese. Emphasis added. So many Chinese could come up with 500,000. It's tens of thousands of them, they developed a long waiting line also and apparently a lot of them have stopped making these investments because it takes so long to get the green cards. Emphasis added. Investors, mostly real estate, reportedly convinced the backers of this bill in the House to exempt Chinese investors from this per-country cap also so that they can get their green cards faster so that the developers can get their $500,000 no-interest loans faster. Emphasis added. Every year, more than 100,000 foreign workers are brought to the U.S. on the H-1B visa and are allowed to stay for up to 6 years. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the U.S. at any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements, as highlighted by Breitbart News. More than 85,000 Americans annually potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor through the H-1B visa program. As Breitbart News previously reported, more than 2.7 million H-1B foreign workers have been approved to come to the U.S. to take American jobs between 2007 and 2017. During that same period, businesses tried to outsource almost 3.5 million American jobs to foreign workers instead of hiring Americans. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.